I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on January 13th, 2020. The Grub bootloader has patched to enable support for Lux 2 encrypted disks. Although Grub has been able to boot partitions encrypted with Lux 1 for some time, it lacked support for Lux 2 until a patch was committed last Friday. Lux 2 started to go mainstream with the introduction of Crypt Setup 2.0 in December of 2017. And the absence of support for the format within Grub had increasingly become a pain point for users looking to adopt the newer and more flexible technology. A new release of the Cobbird Twitter client for Linux has landed. Cobbird is a fork of a similar-sounding application for Twitter called Corbird, which was a great application but ceased development after too many API changes by Twitter. The latest version of the GTK app has cut down on its bespoke theming and now better integrates with your native desktop experience. And besides a number of bug fixes, the release also adds the option to import images from Corbird and a language translation for Italian-speaking users. Last August, Samsung and Microsoft committed to an ever deeper partnership going forward. The announcement built upon an existing relationship that had seen Microsoft apps pre-installed on Samsung's phones and resulted in further integration of the software giant services, such as native OneDrive cloud storage right inside Samsung's Gallery app. And further deepening the relationship, Samsung yesterday announced a new business-focused mobile device that is explicitly designed to work with Microsoft software. The Galaxy X-Cover Pro is a rugged, mid-range phone that boasts IP68 water and dust resistance and sports a user-swappable battery that's intended to last a, quote, full business day. The device costs 499 U.S. greenbacks and is primarily aimed at retail shop floor workforce and frontline users in other vertical markets like healthcare. And the integration with Microsoft's ecosystem seems to be the thing that really sets this phone apart, with the device featuring two programmable hardware buttons, one of which, by default, provides push-to-talk for the walkie-talkie functionality Microsoft recently introduced into Teams. Last week, we reported on the KDE community's push to attract Windows 7 users, as that OS is finally reaching end of life tomorrow. And now another project is attempting to play that same card with today's release announcement for Linux Lite 4.8, making a point of welcoming Windows refugees to the distribution. The new version is based on the latest Ubuntu LTS with updates for familiar packages like Firefox, Thunderbird, LibreOffice, and GIMP, but probably the use of a traditionally styled XFCE desktop and friendly community that really could make Linux Lite appealing to Windows 7 users looking for a new home. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/79. We'll be back tomorrow.